Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and it's episode 294 of the Story Hacker Podcast. I feel like there should be a tune there. No, probably not. Right, so I want to take a moment to celebrate and to give myself a little clap on the back, because this podcast is going out on the 1st of July 2020, and July 2020 is set to be a pretty incredible month, I think, for me, for Stories Mean Business, and for Story Hacker. I'm going to, in a matter of days, I'll be recording my 300th podcast, which, you know, I'm really proud of. I mean, as I've said before, if you grade things on a bell curve, half of what I've done is below average, obviously. But I'm really proud of the consistency and the ideas and the evolution of the thinking and all of that stuff that's gone into this podcast. And whatever happens in just about a week's time, I've got an amazing story to tell. 300 podcasts about story, about strategy, about copywriting and structure and about all those kind of things. And that's really cool. The other thing that's going to happen this month is that I'm going to be recording a webinar. I'm going to be giving my first live story training to a private group in a couple of weeks' time. And also, just from a pure business point, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm actually recording this on the 30th of June. But I'm sitting here and I already have for July a full month's work booked in, which is pretty astonishing, really. You know, I spent so long getting this thing moving, getting this Stories Mean Business thing moving. And you know what it's like when you're starting something? It feels like you're kind of straining, and nothing happened. And then, as I've said before, in January, the wheel started moving, the snowball started to roll, whatever metaphor you want to use. And it's been rolling faster and faster, to the point now where I have a month's work in hand. Now, that's not to say that there's not more I will do in July. You know, it's not that I haven't got space. But what I have done is I've reached my kind of notional run rate for this business in terms of the money that's coming in. The work that's already been booked for the next 4 weeks or so. And that's really cool. In fact, because we know from neurology, neuroscience, that our minds are never satisfied, I'm now focusing more on the other problem. How do I manage this work? How do I make sure the clients are well looked after? Things that I haven't really had to worry about since I left the agency. You know, there's some of that stuff starting to come back. And of course, you know, we're all the time, whoever you are, whatever you're doing, you have in your head a destination. When I get to this stage, this place, into this relationship, whatever it is, everything will be fine. And of course, you know, we know, don't we, that the brain doesn't work that way. And when you get to one place, when you get to one mountain peak, there's always another mountain, right? There's always another range. There's always something else to explore. And I'm definitely feeling today as though I have reached, I've reached one of the peaks. And I'm taking a moment, I suppose, to look out across the next valley and up towards the next mountain. And there's, you know, there are financial goals there. There are personal goals. There are helping people goals. And July is going to be a big month. Plenty of work to do. My first webinar live training, which will turn into my first digital product, I think. And of course, the 300th podcast. And I hope you stick around to hear that one. It's going to be really interesting to look back and then look a bit forward as well to the next mountain. Thanks for listening. Bye now.